Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
When it comes to abortion, Second Amendment rights, transgender men competing as women in college sports, and laws meant to ensure secure elections, Montana's courts are on track to nullify almost every law passed during the Republican-controlled 2021 legislative session. The onslaught of adverse opinions continued over the past week, beginning last Friday when Gallatin County District Court Judge Rianne McAleer struck down three laws in one fell swoop, saying they violated the Montana Constitution by exerting legislative control over areas reserved to the State Board of Regents. The first of the three laws would have prevented men who believe they're women from competing as women in college sports. This was meant to avoid unfair situations like the University of Montana runner who competed as a female in the Big Sky Conference Championships and beat his closest female competitor by 30 yards in a race that should have come down to tenths of a second. The decision also overturned a law that prohibited colleges from limiting support for religious and other student groups based on beliefs with which they might disagree. The third law would have regulated when and where political activities could occur on college campuses. In her decision, Judge McAleer said, quote, "Each law attempts to directly control internal university affairs and inject legislative policy judgments into administration, contrary to the letter and intent of the Montana Constitution," end quote. This continues a dangerous trend where the courts are ceding legislative authority to the State Board of Regents, in effect setting the Board of Regents up as a completely autonomous body outside of legislative control. If allowed to continue, the regents will be able to take taxpayer money to fund the university system without any legislative oversight whatsoever. It's a liberal's dream come true. Meanwhile, over in Yellowstone County, Judge Mike Moses continues to run interference for far-left political groups. This week, he threatened to cite the director of the Montana Department of Health and Human Services with contempt if he did not begin allowing transgenders to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates. Moses literally went on a 30-minute tirade excoriating Department of Justice attorneys for counseling Health and Human Services to defy his order. This is the same judge that earlier this year enjoined three anti-abortion laws and a host of election reform laws. It's easy to see why Republican legislators and the courts are at loggerheads. Republicans contend this is pure partisanship dressed up in a black robe, which makes sense considering that during the last election cycle, a study done by the Montana Family Foundation found that over 95% of political donations made by judicial candidates went to Democrats. Interestingly, both McAleer and Moses were appointed by Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. Moses was appointed twice after losing in a primary election. Word has it that conservatives are actively recruiting challengers to run against both of these judges because judicial activism has no place in Montana's courtrooms. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.